Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Irreplaceable by Stephen Lovely, performed by Tanya E.B. Sirwa
and Phil Giganti.
For the family whose decision to donate their boy's organs inspired this book. April 2005. Prologue. Isabel crouched low on the bike, hands in the drops, legs cranking. Her cycling jersey, damp with sweat in the upper back, clung to her skin. Sweat crept down her forehead and temples, trickling into her eyes. She wiped her brow with the back of a glove. She touched three fingers to her carotid artery and felt thuds in her neck. When she'd left town an hour before, the sky had been mildly overcast, but now the wind had come up and the clouds were on the move. The sky was inky. The air was fragrant with moisture and manure. Red-winged blackbirds were restless on the phone wires. She guessed she had 5 or 10 minutes to reach town before the downpour. The wind tossed and shoved. She relaxed her grip on the handlebars to let the bike absorb the blows. She resisted the more forceful assaults by leaning into them, achieving a precarious balance until the trickster wind stepped back and she had to quickly shift weight again to avoid careening onto the shoulder. She felt exposed and vulnerable. This was Iowa, and though she didn't hear the tornado siren, she kept her eye out for a funnel cloud on the horizon. She needed to get home. She wanted to see her husband, Alex. She wanted to pet her dog, drink a glass of orange juice, get to the basement, if there was a tornado warning. If not, take a hot shower. At the same time, she was excited, exhilarated even, to be struggling...